Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having a run-in with a homeless person who seems to be mentally unstable is not uncommon on the streets of L.A. or Orange Counties, or actually almost anywhere in the state of California. We have a huge homeless problem, and also a problem with some people who are homeless and also have mental issues. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing some changes that would allow those people, the ones with mental illnesses, to be forced into psychiatric care. Joining us now, Kurt Child is director of legislation at the advocacy group Disability Rights California. So, Kurt, that doesn't sound to some like a bad idea, that if somebody has a severe mental illness and they can't really take care of themselves, aren't they better off in an institutional setting than wandering the streets?
Well, thank you for the invitation. And I just at the outset want to applaud the governor for focusing almost entirely his State of the State address on addressing the homelessness crisis. That kind of strident call to action, I think, is precisely what we need to start dealing with the problem and getting to solutions and results. But I think it's important to keep in mind and not conflate the causes of homelessness with individuals who have mental health disorders. Homelessness is caused by the lack of housing. It's often caused by a criminal justice system that's bent on criminalizing conduct and cycling individuals in and out of jails, and importantly, an underfunded community behavioral health system.
I understand that, but clearly what the governor is aiming at here and what we're talking about here, it's kind of a subset, but it's a very important
subset. For those who
subset.
Need help.
That's right. There are people, and I'm sure you've bumped into them on the streets, who it doesn't matter what kind of home you build for them, they are not going to be able to function.
So I'm not sure that that is, in fact, a supported conclusion. What we certainly believe is that there are not resources that are available right now to get individuals into treatment and programs, and so therefore efforts to try and force them into treatment that doesn't exist or housing that doesn't exist is exactly the wrong approach for trying to resolve homelessness, and particularly those with behavioral health needs who are on the streets.
Well, the governor the governor seems to think that there are places to send people. There are programs out there because he is talking about lowering the threshold for like a conservatorship. And San Francisco has done some of this. There are people in San Francisco who have been steered forcefully towards treatment.
So I think to be clear, on the San Francisco approach, that was an approach that had been moved forward in the legislature over the course of the last 2 years, hasn't been implemented yet. And the legislature did absolutely the right thing in looking at the San Francisco approach. They limited it to just three counties, San Francisco.
All right, I don't want to get let's not get into the whole process of that. Let's stick to the issue of what would your solution be then for, and again, this is that subset. We're not talking about somebody who's homeless and is clearly capable of gainful employment if they could find a job, is clearly capable of taking care of him or herself. We are talking about individuals, and you know that there are those who are out there who fit this category, who cannot take care of themselves and perhaps may never be able to. What do you do with them?
Yeah. And so we've had a system in the state of California for decades called the Lannerman-Petras Short Act that is designed to do just that. It is a balance between individuals who may pose a risk to themselves or others because of a grave disability and the civil rights of individuals. What is often set up as the problem is that that's not working. And what we suggest and point to is the fact that there are not the resources on the back end for individuals who need that treatment. Now, I think the mention you had that the governor thinks that there may be some available treatment, we have not seen that to be true, and I think we need to be able to sort that through as the governor's initiative moves forward.
Okay, so then let us say, for the sake of this discussion, that the governor is able to, with the aid of the legislature, of course, to have more funding and there are more institutions available for treatment. The central question still remains, provided that treatment option is available, then is it a proper thing for those who are homeless, who have mental illness and cannot cope on the streets themselves, to, if necessary, be forced into those institutional settings? That's the question.
Yeah, so I think we need two things that are important on that. One, that's what the law does now. And we certainly don't think that the law shouldn't make that provision for individuals. The second question on that is that very issue that you raise, is should we have institutions to provide that care? And I think, based on the history of psychiatric care within institutions, it has been a pretty bad experience throughout the country, and the very reason that we've moved away from that. And so what's critical for those individuals that you describe and that the law now provides should be involuntarily held is that those individuals should not be held in institutions, but should be held in the least restrictive alternatives and receive community-based services and community-based treatment.
All right, Kurt Scheil there, Director of Legislation at the advocacy group Disability Rights California.